Welcome to Sprinkle with Hope podcast and your host, Shane. Just in case no one has told you today, you are enough. You are so enough. It's unbelievable how enough you really are. This is the E in our Hope series, Enough.
We are so happy to bring this episode to you. It wraps up our HOPE, and you are enough. You are worthy. You are loved. And this is a place you can come to find it.
Welcome to the Sprinkled with Hope podcast.
This is Jason.
And this is Shane.
And it's podcast time.
You listening right now, you are worth it. You are amazing. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Today is what we're calling the Hope series, and we're talking about E, which is enough. So let me start with a quote by Nikki Banas. She does Walk the Earth quotes, and I love them. They're awesome. So this is what she says. You have what it takes. You are strong enough. You are brave enough. You are capable enough. You are worthy enough. It's time to stop thinking otherwise and start believing in yourself, because no one else has the dreams that you have. No one else sees the world exactly like you do. And no one else holds the same magic inside. It's time to start believing in the power of your dreams, my friend. Not next year, not next month, not tomorrow, but now. You are ready. You are enough. And again, that's from Nikki Banas. She does Walk the Earth quotes like that. I love them. I've seen hope and love and enough. And we just want to talk about you being enough.
Yeah, so I want to open with a quote here as well. Lisa Lieberman Wang, who is an author, said, "You are not your mistakes. They are what you did, not who you are." And I thought that was great to start out with when we're talking about enough, because oftentimes when we think about us being enough or worthy or having self-worth, we typically think about our mistakes and we say, "Oh, I made that mistake, so I'm a horrible person," or that you're not your mistakes. You're just not. They are what you did, and you can't erase those or get rid of them. It's just what your makeup is. And so I have this analogy that I was thinking about the other day, and I want to talk about it. But imagine your life being a painting. Now, who's the artist? You are. So you are the artist of this painting. Neither Shane or I are the artist of your life. And so you have this painting, and oftentimes we think, well, one painting might, you and I might look at it and say, that painting, I don't understand it. I don't know what its value is. To me, it seems like I wouldn't spend a dollar on it, right? But somebody else might look at it and go, that painting is priceless, and it should be in the Louvre or somewhere that, valuable paintings go, right? And so value is in the eye of the beholder. And here's what I want to say. Shane and I see the value in you. We see the value in every human being. You have something to offer. You have something to give. You have something to provide to the world that no one else has. You are enough.
I love that. I love the analogy of painting. And when we were talking about this, every one of us is holding our own paintbrush, and we're making our own painting. Again, we are the artist. It doesn't matter what anybody else says. Don't give up the power or give another person your paintbrush. Hold that paintbrush and you keep painting your painting. And like Jason said, you're not your mistake. So if you happen to make a mistake in life, which chances are we all will, then either just make it like Bob Ross and make a happy little mistake. And or just what I also envisioned is just putting white paint all over your painting and starting over. That doesn't take away the painting. It just changes it so that you can start over. I wanted to share a personal experience. For years and years and years, I would say to people when we were talking about an artist or painting or things like that, I would say jokingly, I can't even draw stick figures because I'm not an artist. And I'd say that a lot of times. But why did I say that? And it, when we were talking about this episode, it really hit me. The reason I said that to myself was because my perception of the world was that an artist had to be a certain way. And I didn't fit in that box. I didn't, because I didn't think of myself as an artist. And I didn't trust myself in those type of things. So I put myself in a little box and I thought, well, I'm not an artist. A few years ago, I made this painting of a mountain and a reflection of a lake. And then I also drew an ocean and the sunset on the water, and it was just awesome. And I thought, you know what? What I just created was beautiful, and I don't care. I really don't care if anybody else doesn't see that. I see it. And so I took myself out of that little box and I realized I don't need to put myself in a box. I don't need to worry about what the world thinks of my painting. It's me, and I see the worth and I see the value of my painting. And since then, you know, my family and I have done Bob Ross challenges where we just watch his video and we do our own thing, and they don't come out the same, and that's okay, because our message is that you are the artist of your painting. You are enough.
Yeah, and that's exactly the message that we have for you today, is that you have value, you have worth. I want to give you another analogy. I was thinking about this the other day as well, as I was thinking about this particular episode. And so I had this, you know, this vision of the painting come into my head, and I wanted to talk about that for sure. But just the other day I had this other analogy that, and I was talking to Shane about it. So if you had a coin, let's just take a quarter, for example. Okay. There's two sides to that coin, heads and the tails, right? Now, no matter how you look at it, the coin is still worth 25 cents. You go to the store and you give that quarter to the cashier. It doesn't matter which way you hold the coin. That cashier is still going to take your quarter, and it's still going to be worth that quarter, right? The same would be true with a dollar bill or whatever kind of, you know, money that we're discussing. And so there's always two sides to every story. And so if you're thinking about this painting, right, you may see yourself on one side of the coin and say, oh, well, I don't really have very much value. And somebody else might look at the other side of the coin and say, well, I don't really see much value in that either. But the coin is still worth the same amount. So no matter how you flip it, it's still worth value. You still have value and worth. And I think that's the message we're trying to get through today, is that no matter, you know, you are the artist. No matter how you look at it, you have worth and value. You are a coin. You still have value, no matter who's telling you that you don't. I want to talk about, I don't know if you guys know who Chris Gardner is, but there's a movie that Will Smith made, and it's called The Pursuit of Happiness. And that movie was based on Chris Gardner's life. Now, what I want you to understand is that he, at one point in his life, was homeless, living on the street with his son, right? And did he see himself with less value because he was homeless? No, he knew his potential. He knew he was better than that. It's just the circumstance that he was in, right? So oftentimes we look at somebody and we say, oh, well, based on their circumstance or their situation, they aren't as worth as much as somebody else, right? No, that's not true. That's what you're telling yourself, and it's false.
Right. Yeah, I wanted to touch on what I think enough doesn't mean. So it doesn't mean you have to be measured by someone or something. In my case, I was measuring myself based on what I thought the world wanted me to be as an artist, and that's not true. It doesn't mean that you have worked long enough. Enough doesn't mean you have arrived at your final destination. It doesn't mean that you're done growing or that you're flawless or that you're your mistakes. What it does mean is you are worthy. It means you're incredible, that you are love, that you are loved, that you are empowered to live the best life for you. Not for me, not for anyone else, but for you. And you were made to be you as you are on purpose. Every single one of us was made with a purpose and a reason. And it's just, Jason and I see that you have worth and value, and we'll never see you any differently. And people might think, well, you don't know people. You don't know the people who are listening. We know some. We don't know everybody, but that just like the quarter, your value and worth and that you are enough doesn't change because we don't know you. Because when we meet you, we're gonna treat you exactly the same way, that you are enough, that you're love, that you're worthy of everything. And so that's our message, really, is that value and you're enough doesn't change, even if we don't know you. There's a quote that goes around that is anonymous. I don't know who said it, but it says, your value doesn't decrease based on someone's inability to see your worth. And that's what we're talking about, is if somebody else doesn't see your worth or your value, that doesn't change who you really are. You were made for a purpose, and you have the power to make, you have the paintbrush in your hand, and you have the power to paint whatever painting you want. You don't have to stop. You just keep painting whatever you want. And if you want to change it, then change it.
Yeah. And I think it goes back to the contrasting colors, right? As you're thinking about a painting, if you want to make a tree blue, make a tree blue. Who cares, right?
Yeah.
It's your painting. And so I was thinking about this, I think oftentimes what happens is we set a really big goal, right? Something so massive that, you know, we're like, I'm going to lose 20 pounds. And then what happens is we start down the road, it gets a little hard, and we don't get to that 20 pounds. And then we quit and we say, well, I must be, insert the word, you know, whatever it is that you want, that you're thinking at that moment in time. And so you think, well, I can't accomplish that goal, so I must be worthless, right? And that's what you tell yourself, or that you're dumb, or you're whatever it is, that negative word that you're putting into yourself. But you may have set too lofty of a goal. Maybe you needed to start a little bit smaller. Maybe you needed to start with your canvas and just put edging around it and start there. Or you just want to throw a little bit of, maybe you just want to literally throw paint at it. Who cares? Like, so hopefully you get what I'm saying, is in that, you know, oftentimes we see that we're putting too big of a goal on ourselves, and that then decreases our self-worth that we think of ourselves, because why can't I accomplish that goal? Why can't I lose 20 pounds? I must not be good at doing that thing. Maybe you need to set, I'm going to lose 1 pound in the next month. Right. Yeah. And work slowly towards that goal, instead of saying by the, you know, starting January 2021, I want to, by January 15th, I want to lose 15 pounds. Well, that, unless you're going to like get a surgery or something, that might be impossible. And so set realistic goals for yourself. That way you can see those wins And then you tell yourself, I am great. I can accomplish these things.
Yeah, hopefully most of you aren't like me, where I put myself in the box thinking, this is what the world sees an artist as, when that doesn't really matter. It only matters that I see what I'm painting. So again, don't give up your paintbrush. Don't give up that power to anybody else but yourself. You know, I was also thinking about social media, and I think often, excuse me, too often, we go to social media and we think that what we see on social media is reality of that person's life. They're always posting things about just everything's just great and all that. And that's not necessarily reality. That's only what we see. So don't compare your insides with other people's outsides. Don't see what they're showing the world and compare that to what's going on inside of you. Change your perception like I did with myself and my painting. I am an artist and I can paint whatever I want. And it doesn't matter what anybody else says, because my painting makes me happy, or my art makes me happy. And I see it as exactly what it is. Jason was saying, you could just throw paint literally at a canvas and that's art. That is. It doesn't matter what anybody else says. So what I'm just cautioning us to do is not look to see what we think other people are living and we're seeing inside of ourselves and comparing that. I caution us to not do that. Make sure that we're good inside, but don't compare ourselves to other people.
Yeah, I want to go back to kind of something that Shane said. He talked about him identifying with being an artist, right? And so I think that, I mean that's something that we just had Anthony Trucks talk about, identity or identify, right? He didn't see himself as a businessman, so he wasn't a businessman. Shane didn't see himself as an artist, so he didn't identify as an artist. And I think that if we want to do something, we need to identify with that thing first, right? If I'm going to say, hey, I'm an artist, I'm going to say I'm an artist. Whether I've painted one painting or zero doesn't matter. I've identified with that thing. And so Shane and I have talked about doing, your affirmations in the morning. I just want you guys to try one. It's pretty simple. And it's this: I am grateful for what I have. I have worth. And don't stop. Just keep telling yourself that. Tell yourself all day long that. I truly believe this. I think everybody has value, just like the coin. It's just who's looking at the coin and saying that that thing has value. Brené Brown, an American professor, said, those who feel lovable, who love, and who experience belonging simply believe they are worthy of love and belonging. I often say that wholeheartedness is like the North Star. We never really arrive, but we certainly know if we're headed in the right direction. And I think that kind of goes back to, we are worthy of love and belonging, but do you believe it? Because if you don't believe it, then you're not going to believe that. And so, but you still are worthy of love and belonging, whether you believe it or not. But I believe I'm worthy of love and belonging, so that is what I strive for. I strive for love and belonging. And I love that quote. So I think that really that your self-worth has to come from internally, has to come from within yourself. And it kind of goes back to self-acceptance. So what is self-acceptance? Knowing that the way you are now is what you need to be, and you are okay with that. So I want to just give the definition of self-acceptance real quick. The definition says, awareness of one's strengths and weaknesses, the realistic yet subjective appraisal of one's talents, of capabilities, and general worth, and feelings of satisfaction with oneself despite deficiencies and regardless of past behaviors and choices. And that's exactly what Shane and I are talking about.
Yeah, I wanted to share a quote by Trent Shelton. He was a football player and now as a motivational speaker, and I love what he says. It really rings very true with me. And he said this on a video I was watching the other day. He said, don't let people place their impossibilities on your life. And that's what I was saying when I was talking about my artist skills, that I was allowing other people to put their impossibility of me being an artist in my life. And when I realized it doesn't matter what they think, now I'm an artist, and it doesn't matter what my paintings or anything look like to anybody else. If I'm happy with it, then that's all that really matters. You know, we've shared with you the Hope series, heart, overcome, passion. And to me, those three things really come from each one of you. We, Jason and I, can have a little bit of influence on those things, but in my mind, they all come from you. I can't do much with your heart. You have to do that. I can't make you overcome struggles and trials in your life. That has to be you. I might help you, but it has to be you. Your passion has little to do with what I want your passion to be. Again, that has to come from you. But when I think about enough, that's Jason and I, that's our way of helping you see your worth, your value. That doesn't diminish. If you don't see it, we're going to still see that in you. And so we are constantly here every day to remind you that you are enough, that you have the power to do anything in life that you want, that you were made as you are on purpose for a reason. And so we want to share that with you and remind you every single day that you are enough.
I totally agree. And I'm going to echo exactly what Shane said. And I want you to know and believe in yourself that you have worth and that you're worthy of being loved. But the only way to do that is to practice it and to really think about what it is that you're telling yourself. What's that narrative you tell yourself? I also want you to think about the coin. What would you do with the coin? Some of us would invest it, right? So I want you to invest into yourself. I want you to take that coin or that painting, and I want you to invest in yourself. Get better brushes if you need to get better brushes. Do whatever you got to do to invest in yourself. I got two quotes that I'm going to close out with. Michelangelo, the famous artist, said, "Every block of stone has a statue inside it, and it is the task of the sculptor to discover it." And that is you. That is you. Every you look at a stone, right? You think, oh, it's just a block of stone. But there's something inside of there. You're the sculptor. You're the artist. Make it what you want. Maddie Malhotra, an author, said, "It doesn't matter if thousands of people believe in you unless you believe in yourself."
This is Sprinkled with Hope. If you liked this episode, please share it with a friend.
If you like our podcast, please give us a review or rating.